A few days back, I finally got around to telling some travel stories. And I told the da-da-doo-doo story then. And I ran out of time in that segment. These were Christmas vacation travel stories. And I mentioned to you guys that I had a couple of run-ins with the law. And this is the segment, the 535 segment, where we normally talk about traffic tickets. And I don't know why that is. Maybe because sometime we are running to the show and most likely Gordo will get pulled over.
Yeah, it seems like this has been a post-game show for Gordo's tickets.
But you too, if I recall, you've had a couple on your way to work. And for whatever reason, 535 is your Muser's traffic ticket segment. So I mentioned that day that I was telling those stories that at a time of my choosing, I would tell the story of the run-ins I had with the law over Christmas vacation. Happened on the same day, actually. So now is that time of my choosing.
The double in one day?
The double in one day.
Uh-oh.
This has never happened to me.
Your mama bears not engaged.
This has never happened to me before. Have you guys ever been pulled over twice in one day?
No.
No.
I think it's pretty rare. I remember Dale Hansen telling a story that he was pulled over twice in one day.
Yeah, but he was swerving so bad. Yeah. It's understandable.
I think he was pulled over twice in 10 minutes. And the cop, the second cop that pulled him over had seen that he was just pulled over 10 minutes earlier by like one of his fellow cops. And they were just incredulous.
What are the odds, man?
All right. So I mentioned that we had to stay. We were in northern New Mexico and we had to stay there a little later. Longer than we thought because we were going up there for a week, but my wife and daughter both got really sick, horrible head colds. May have been RSV, actually.
Oh, man.
Now, in hindsight, that's what was really making the rounds back then. And they say every toddler, infant to toddler to young kid will get RSV. Guaranteed they're all going to get it.
Dang.
So this may have been the time that our daughter got it, and then she gave it to my wife, and somehow, even though I have gotten every cold that my daughter's had for the past year, somehow I did not get sick. I can't explain it, because they were both miserable. Our daughter was so bad that I called her pediatrician one evening, because we had never seen her fever that high, and she was awful, miserable, you know.
The high fever is always scary.
Really scary, because they get really lethargic. And she started panting, and our pediatrician said, well, that could be a lung thing, or what it probably is, when toddlers get a fever of 104, 105, they pant to kind of put off that heat. They're trying to get rid of the heat, trying to cool themselves down, kind of like a dog.
Yeah. Wow.
He said, so you have to, which I didn't know this, he said, so, you know, give her Motrin or Tylenol, and then if she stops panting, then we know it was because of the fever and not because of congestion in her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and that was the case. So she was miserable for a week. My wife was miserable for 2 weeks. Head cold that she couldn't shake, or maybe RSV. So we were supposed to come home on, I think it was December 18th or something like that. And we ended up not coming home till the 23rd. Because they couldn't fly. They had such congestion in their ears that, you know, they were afraid they'd have an eardrum shatter or something.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me, staying in the mountains for an extra few days, no problem. Well, the day that we are set to leave Santa Fe and drive to Albuquerque to catch our flight, we get away a little late, which is very common when you have a young kid.
Oh, yeah.
Best laid plans. Going to leave at 8 that morning, and now it's about 8:30, and the flight's, you know, maybe at 10:15, and it's an hour's drive to the airport. So I've been really good about not speeding with my daughter in the car. But this highway from Santa Fe to Albuquerque is a straight shot. There are almost no bends in the highway whatsoever. And everybody goes 90. So I just kind of got in the flow of traffic, and I'm not going faster than anybody else, but I'm going over the speed limit. Speed limit was 70, maybe 75, and I'm going 85 or 90 with everybody else.
What do you think it is? You get 10 miles an hour over?
That's what they say, but I've heard cops say that's not the case.
Yeah.
It's what they feel like that moment.
Yeah, it's their mood.
Yeah. Well, at one point, the only time there's a bend in this highway, I come around it, and at this point, I've lost a few of the cars that were around me. It's not an overly crowded day to drive. Well, I come around this corner, and I see a construction zone, and right in my face is speed limit 55.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So as my foot goes from the accelerator to the brake, I see a cop right there off to the right. And his lights immediately go on, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I say to my wife, there's no way we're making our flight now. This will be 10 or 15 minutes. He'll go through the whole routine. So I pull over on the shoulder. He gets out of his car, saunters up to the passenger side.
What's the hurry
today? Roll down the window, all of that.
Is there any reason why you're in such a hurry today?
Bitch.
You know why I pulled you over?
Then my wife speaks up and says, we have a sick two-year-old.
No, she's playing that card.
She played that card.
And taking her to the hospital?
And he kind of looks back there, and he looks at my wife, and he looks at me, and he said, where are you headed? I said, the airport. We're trying to catch our flight. All right, I'll be right back. Goes back to his car, comes back, and he said, I'm going to let you go with a warning.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, I have not had a warning in 25 years. I always get the ticket. I never get a warning. So he said, I just saved you $400. Why don't you buy that sweet baby of yours something nice with that $400? Or better yet, how about you buy your nice wife something with that $400?
Okay. No. Yes, sir.
Why don't you say, why don't you go screw off, pig?
I said, God.
Whoa.
I did not say that.
Whoa.
I said, yes, sir. I sure will. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And then I did what everybody does when they let you go, put the blinker on, accelerate very slowly back into traffic, obeyed all the rules. All right, but now that whole thing took 10 minutes, so we're really behind schedule.
Getting
now
you really got a speed.
Now I really got a speed. So now I'm looking in my rearview mirror. As soon as he's out of sight, I start speeding. So we get into Albuquerque proper, and there's a little traffic, and I'm starting to sweat it, and now we have maybe an hour until our flight leaves, and we got to return the rental car. So I come up with the idea that once we get in the airport, I'm just going to drop them curbside check-in, unload all of our bags.
Yep.
You check in.
Dad, mule. It's already starting.
You get, well, this is a way for me not to be a mule. We just pull up curbside. We unload everything. It was Southwest Airlines. They have the sky cab there, and they just check it all for us. So we never had to carry any bags. And then I said, okay, you guys do this, get through security. I'll go return the rental car, then jump on the shuttle bus, then come back to the terminal. So that was my genius plan. So I'm feeling really good about this plan. And as I get into the airport proper, instead of taking the right to go to the rental car return, I'm going to go straight to the terminal. And I am flying. And I look in the rearview mirror, and there's an airport cop with his lights on.
Good. A ticket within the airport.
I was 20 seconds from curbside check-in.
And so
it's going through my mind, do I just go ahead and drive to check-in, and we check-in while he's writing me the ticket? I thought, no, just pulled over. He gets out of his car, saunters up. I roll down the window. What's the hurry? Said, we're late for our flight. He goes, you know, you were doing 60 and a 30.
No.
I said, was I really? Was
really?
I?
That's, you know, that is sometimes, that I don't know if the something. Calibration is right, but anyway.
That is incredible cars. Technology that you guys Wrong. Have that allows you to see exactly how fast I was. That's amazing. Thank you. And then my wife from the back seat says, we have a sick two-year-old.
Okay.
And he looks back there, and he looks at her, and he looks at the two-year-old, and then he goes back to his car, and then he comes back to our car and says, I'm going to let you go with a warning. Merry Christmas. Oh, keep in mind, this is December 23rd, and I said, thank you. That is a great Christmas gift. I will try to return it next time I'm in town. I'll find you.
You should have said, we prefer happy holidays, sir, and that is offensive.
And
get
so
out of the car.
He got back in his car, and then I very slowly drove to curbside check-in, and we ended up making our flight, had 15 minutes to spare or something. Can you believe, number one, that I got pulled over twice in one day, and number two, I got two warnings?
That's pretty amazing. And also,
that proves there is a Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it you can't help but look at a little youngster who's sick and think, okay, I'm going to give this family a break. But at the same time, it is kind of a, but I'm sorry she's sick, but you're still speeding.
Mm-hmm. Right? If you're so concerned about her health, why are you driving 100 miles an hour?
You're driving too fast. You're putting her in danger.
I couldn't believe it. I was certain I would get that first ticket and then double certain I would get the second one, and I got neither. Couldn't believe it.
Man, that's amazing.
All right, so that's the story of being pulled over twice in one drive. Not even one day, but one drive. I vow to never have that happen again.